The storm we're dealing with now is it came out of the northwest. It's what we call an Alberta Clipper. So when they come through us, they don't have much moisture. What we're going to see is once that storm gets to the Atlantic coast and goes up to northeast, it'll pull up a lot of moisture, and those folks are going to see a lot of snow. Back in 1993, it was a Gulf low, and that pulled up a tremendous amount of moisture. And, of course, we got amazing amounts of snow, especially for March.
Has it been a roller coaster winter for Western North Carolina?
Yes, it has. I think most people would think it's been exceptionally cold, whereas the only really, really cold month was January. If you go back, and December was a little bit above normal. February came out actually about normal. But January, of course, was a very cold month.
When we look back on March 12th, 1993, how widespread was that winter storm?
That was an amazing storm because it not only did it affect the entire East Coast, it actually produced snow in every state from Florida to Maine.
And over the next few days, the Northeast is going to get slammed?
Northeast, fortunately not us here in North Carolina so much. We're just going to get maybe a little bit of snow. But the Northeast looks, there are places inland in Northeast, they'll be seeing probably a foot of snow or more with this.
Would it be fair to describe the March 1993 storm as a winter hurricane?
It certainly was an exceptionally strong storm, especially for being this far south. We don't see storms that strong. And it did produce hurricane force winds, which is one of the big problems we have with that storm. Besides the snow, it was the exceptionally strong winds that made it brutally cold outside with the wind chill, and of course took down a lot of trees and of course widespread power outages.
If you look around the globe, we had the Winter Olympics searching for snow in Russia. We had the Iditarod in Alaska. They were hurting for snow. Yet it's been a cold winter.
Probably eastern part of North America. It's been one of the coldest places in relatively, compared to normal, anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. It's been amazing. We've just been in the wrong place.
Is this truly the last blast of winter?
You can never guarantee that, especially here in the mountains, because as we know, we can get snow into April. This is going to be a really cold blast of air, because we're talking temperatures maybe even in the teens. So, and we actually are still pretty much going to be in a fairly cold pattern. But keep in mind now, your normal temperatures, your average highs now getting to the mid to upper 50s. So even if it's below normal, I mean, we can take 40s for highs now. I mean, we put up with temperatures below zero this winter, so we can tough it out.
Ed Brotak is a retired professor of atmospheric sciences and now a freelance writer. Ed, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.